VIP. Let's kick it.
This is the South Dakota sex symbol, your Heartland heartthrob, and your mom's favorite wrestler, Brandon Nitro. And you're listening to Below Zero Radio.
What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to another jam-packed edition of Below Zero Radio. I am your host, Showtime Rocky Allen, and joining me, BZW Commissioner Nick Stokey. Nick, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Had a great time doing commentary on Saturday night with Bodacious Tommy Douglas. That was good. Hopefully the people get to see some of those videos. If we don't, you know, obviously cut Summer Night's main event into an entire show, because that was fun. Man, I know that there's some obvious disappointment with not being outside, not maybe being the full spirit of the event that we had sort of put together. But what a venue.
Yeah.
What a room.
Whew. Yeah, it worked. You know, I got to give a lot of props to Fargo Brewing and Jade Presents on, you know, making this happen. The weather didn't cooperate. Obviously, we know that coming from the outside to the inside, stuff has to change. But at the end of the day, we had a phenomenal venue. Fans are left happy, and what a show.
What a show. I mean, to me, that's like, I've got all the respect in the world for WinterSlam and Wrestleversary and things that we've done in the past, but for my money, that I've never been to a better one. I really haven't.
That I heard from a few people that maybe is the best show we've ever had, maybe put on. And I'm one of those people that I heard it from.
Yeah.
I told a couple people that from top to bottom it was tough to beat, and we've had some great cards.
Absolutely.
But from top to bottom, it was very tough to beat that show.
All right, just the top of the order news here. Larimore on Saturday.
Yes,
Flannel
sir.
Fest.
Yes, sir. I got my flannel ready.
Love that. No Lumber Mac on the card. How do we not book Lumber Mac for the Flannel Fest?
It didn't work out.
All right.
I honestly didn't know it was Flannel Fest until about like last Tuesday. So maybe I would have pushed a little harder to make sure he was there.
But. Absolutely. All right. Jamestown show on November 4th.
Correct.
Back to the artist formerly known, or maybe still known as Tundramania, Horus on December 10th. And then WinterSlam, the big announcement that came down right there at Summer Night's main event. WinterSlam on February 17th. Maybe a little Valentine's Day type situation.
Yeah, that'd be a great Valentine's
what a,
Day
what a date.
Date.
I mean,
wow.
I mean, what wife would not want, right? Move to the Butler.
My wife will be there.
I'm not making any promises about Mrs. Rocky. I'll tell you that right now. Move to the Butler Arena at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. This is big time stuff.
Yes. All props, all thanks to the sanctuary that they've done for us every time we've been there, when we've been there for
and we'll be back.
And we will.
We'll be back.
Not done with the sanctuary
yep.
by any means. But we want to, I mean, WinterSlam is our WrestleMania. And so it's time to take that next step. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to make it every bit better than what we've already done.
I'm super excited about it, man. WinterSlam. February 17th, Butler Arena, biggest show ever. I mean, we're going to try and break the BZW attendance record.
Yeah.
Things didn't work out that way at Summer Night's main event, mostly due to the weather. I mean, there's nothing we could do about
that. We would have,
100%. Right.
Weather got that. So we have the Butler Arena coming up with WinterSlam. Tickets are on sale.
Okay.
And something we've never done before, tickets starting at just $5.
Kid seats, just $5.
$5.
There we go.
Or adults, if you're up in the stands. We got bleachers. We got general admission. We got front row. We got everything.
I love that. But I'm just paying my respect to Monster Jam. Kid seats still just $5.
That's exactly in my head what I think. That's why we're at $5. We're gonna get things there. We're gonna get we're gonna pack that place.
That's amazing. My goal is 4 digits. That's my goal. We got to get to 4 digits.
Okay. We got five months.
Let's get 1,000 people there. That's what Showtime Rocky Allen wants to see.
If you're listening to this, buy tickets. Let's get 1,000 people. WinterSlam.
Absolutely. Look through the schedule. Confirmed. Showtime's going to be at Horus. Showtime's going to be at WinterSlam. I'm going to be there. You better be there. All right.
Right.
Okay. Breaking down the results from Summer Night's main event. Great opener by Sean Waltman, by X-Pac. You know, right now, not working a match, but for him to come and put over the boys like that, and obviously Sierra was there as well, just amazing.
You say not working matches right now, but did you see him hit that rope?
I did.
I asked him in the back. I said, "How's that feel?" He goes, "You know, I don't hit him as much anymore, but it felt right."
Yeah, yeah. And you look at some of the dirt sheet stuff. Like he's throwing it out there that he could go once if somebody needed him to go.
He told me he's got one more. He's got one more in him. He said,
"All right, might not be here.
Might not be here. But he said he thinks he could maybe get one more in him."
But yeah, Waltman, he did such a great job, man. And boy, took a picture with everybody.
Everyone.
And talked to everybody, everyone. Right? Like that was...
fans and locker room.
I mean,
fans and locker
room. He was a prince in the locker room. Like, yeah. He absolutely... There's like an upstairs area where he went kind of over some of the prep stuff like beforehand. As soon as his thing was done, he's just one of the boys. I mean, that was incredible. I mean, the way that he interacted with our talent and the way that he treated everybody, I have... Nothing but phenomenal things to say about Sean.
Agreed.
Great win for Sierra, and we'll get into sort of why that happened. But for her to beat All Steel Jay Fowler, especially in that way, I mean, we've talked about it. She's the standard bearer for the women's division.
Yeah, and she's there just a one of the top just talents alone in BZW.
100%.
I heard people in the back, one of them having, you know, a little bit of name value, saying that was a TV match.
Yeah.
That was a TV match. That, to me, some people disagree and only will disagree with another match that was on the same card last Saturday, that's maybe Sierra versus Fowler the best match ever in BCW history. And I heard that from a few people, too. It was amazing.
Like, I mean, we had just... McIntyre and Sheamus' thing? Banger after banger after banger. That was Summer Night's main event. Yes. And I'm not just saying that as somebody to try to sell, because... What do I have to sell? The event's over.
It's done.
We're not going to sell any more Summer Night's main event tickets. I'm just telling you all the show that was put on that I got to call in the brew hall at Fargo Brewing Company was amazing. And shouts to them. They did such a nice job and were so good to everybody. I really appreciated that. Left some equipment behind. They took care of me straight away. They're very good about that. Morrison had travel issues. The whole thing, he was very public about his disagreement with Delta Airlines, et cetera, et cetera. We won't get too deep into that, but he has committed to return to BZW.
I talked to him yesterday.
Okay.
Well, whenever this comes out, I've talked to him within the last couple of days. If this comes out on a Thursday or Friday, whatever.
Yep.
I talked to him beginning of the week. He's coming back. There is no doubt about it. When? I don't know.
But okay.
Will Morrison be back? 100%.
Okay. Very fair. DeLorean Diggs with maybe the most impressive victory of the night. Okay, GPA and Nick Nelson, no slouches. He hits the double DLC and basically Roman Reigns stacks him and pins him.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a triple threat. Like Tommy and I talked about it on commentary, right? Where you as the champion, okay, you've now changed your odds from 50-50 to 33.3 repeating percent, right? Like you have a 1/3 chance of winning the title. And not only was he involved in the decision, not only was he the winner, he put down both guys. I mean, DeLorean is a wagon right now.
Yeah, he's, you want to say fighting champ.
Absolutely.
You know? Even with your Scott Steiner math, 33%, I mean, he got it done. But yeah, DeLorean is, he's on a tear. He's on a roll. He's next time we're going to see him is in Jamestown. He's going to be defending the title again. In Jamestown. So, I mean, it's constant. If he's there, that title is on the line, and he will fight anyone.
And by the way, he's usually there.
He's usually there.
Yeah, he's just, usually there.
Larimore is one of those weekends that just isn't going to work out for him. Otherwise, he'd have been in Larimore at Flannel Fest defending the title.
Probably not in any flannel. I don't know that any of that exists in his sort of anime nerd culture closet. I don't know if DeLorean's going to rock the flannel, but I'm very impressed with his work. Jake Taylor gets that dub. That was a big one. We mentioned that as well. He has until what we know now, February 17th. If he does not put BZW gold around that waist, and we talked about about the multitude of ways, right? He can find a tag partner and challenge our new tag team champions. He could be after that Sub-Zero championship, and certainly he can look right at Brandon Nitro, somebody he's been in the ring with before. So we can certainly kind of speculate on what his path may be, but at least he got the win. I mean, he's at least putting himself at the position on that ladder where, all right, I'm on the right path.
Yep.
And I need to be considered, right? So I thought that was a big one, really, really doing a great job against a returning Kota Jacobs.
Yeah, Kota's no slouch, and we saw that. And Taylor took care of him, and like you said, it instantly propels him into a title
conversation.
Shot conversation,
yep.
For whatever one it is, because, you know, that's a very game opponent.
Okay, the Crucible wins. I mean, rest in peace to the bottom rope. Can we? We'll pour one out for the bottom rope there. But they just put on a banger. It didn't matter that something happened to the ring. It didn't matter. I mean, those guys in a tornado tag, just an unbelievable match. But the problem with the tornado tag aspect was, and you saw this towards the end. Once it's 2-on-1, there's nowhere to run for those smaller NDS guys, right?
Yeah.
And that was the problem, is you got both Riley and Levy in situations where it was 2-on-1, and you cannot run from both Brixton and Jameson. And you certainly, at their size, and by the way, NDS are incredible competitors. We're not running down NDS.
No.
But at their size, what are they going to do in a 2-on-1 basically handicap match against Brixton and Jameson?
Well, and it's true. And you take into the account that one of the rope breaks early in the match. Yes, it's the bottom rope, but, you know, Levy flies around that ring and he's
right.
All over those ropes.
Yes.
And you get a guy like Riley who will, you know, he's bigger of the two at NDS, but he's not Crucible.
No.
He's not the size of those guys.
Very few people are.
True. And so when it gets into a 2-on-1, which we saw it happen with Riley, you know, a strength, just the pure power of them wears you down when you're trying to fight two of them.
Yeah.
And it just, they got overwhelmed in, this isn't the end of NDS.
No.
I mean, NDS nope. This isn't the end at all. So, but yeah, Crucible, more props to them. They got the victory.
The best match I have ever seen in Below Zero Wrestling, Bobby Jack 2. What? No DQ. Appreciate them not coming over and like breaking my table. And by my table, I mean Fargo Brewing Company.
Yeah, Fargo Brewing Company, because I didn't want to pay for that.
But my God, what a match. And Jack and Bobby obviously have unfinished business. There's no question about that. Back and forth, weapons. I mean, just an unbelievable match. But it wasn't cheap. It wasn't, you know, I'm not a huge fan of like the deathmatch type stuff. That's just, it's not my vibe. That wasn't what this was. This wasn't trading chair shots. This wasn't trading chair headshots. This wasn't pizza cutters and light tubes and things. Like, this was a wrestling match, but it was hardcore, man. It was impressive. And ultimately, Bobby goes low.
Yeah.
Nut shot. And then a unbelievable muscle buster through a trash can. I mean, when Bobby and Jack get together, it's magic, man.
It is. You know, how long can brothers fight?
Whew.
Because this is one of those fight forever type of instances. And I can't argue when you say you feel it's the best match ever. I can't argue that.
Yeah.
Because it's right there. You said it perfectly. It wasn't a death match, hardcore type of match. It was the perfect wrestling match with some no DQ hardcore aspects added to it. And they didn't overdo it. They didn't anything. They picked and choose their spots when they used what they needed to use to win.
And what are we going to do for Bobby Jack 3? I mean,
I don't know.
Does Showtime need to weld a Hell in the Cell like together?
Or do you know anyone with a cage?
I don't.
Because I saw a look after that in Jack's eye when he came back to the locker room. Yes, he was defeated. You know, so there was so many emotions, but I don't know what's going to happen in number 3. Because number 3 is happening. I mean, it's happening. I can tell you that right now.
It has to.
Like, that's not breaking news.
Yeah, you'd be the dumbest commissioner in the business if you weren't going to let these guys finish it. It's 1-1 right now. Something's got to break the tie. And I'm not even saying Bobby Jack 3 is the end, but they're not gonna finish 1-1.
Yeah,
that I can promise you. So that was incredible. So,
yeah, we might have to build a cage.
And then the moment of the night, Brandon Nitro. You know, we talked about on commentary, like, Brandon is this fan favorite, and this odd, and I think we even talked about on the podcast beforehand. Brandon's this fan favorite, this awesome, you know, guy. And by the way, a music change. I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for Nitro's new entrance music. But a guy that, can he take it seriously enough? Right? You know, can he... Can you do the bang gimmick in the middle of a championship match?
Yes.
Win the match?
You know, everything to Brandon. He's been day one.
Yeah,
he's been day one. And I said that to him when he came through the curtain. I was right there. I let him talk to his friends and everyone in the back there. But I said to him, you've been day one.
Yeah.
You deserve this. Thank you for everything, all that. So Brandon Nitro, and we can talk more about that as we get closer to WinterSlam and everything. But what he did... The way that he is, he's our champion. Brandon yes. Nitro is yep. the BZW champion.
He is. And we've had him on the show. He's the guy in our intro. Great dude. I had to take the opportunity to go congratulate him myself after everything. Just very, very proud, very happy for Brandon. Okay. This episode of Below Zero Wrestling brought to you by the good people at Prairie Pest Control. Prairie Pest Control doing residential, Prairie Pest Control doing commercial applications as well. You got cockroaches, you got mice, you got anything, Nick and the guys at Prairie Pest Control will take care of you. Check them out online or give Nick a call. Larimore Show, we're gonna do this fast. We got to get the Crucible on the line. They want to get their stuff in, so we're gonna let them. Outside of Willie's Bar, dangerously close to the hometown of Showtime Rocky Allen, and just a short drive west of Grand Forks. Royal Flava versus Sky High. Tell me briefly about Sky High. We know what Royal Flava brings.
Then you know what Sky High brings.
Okay, so we're going to be up in the air. All right. Get those ropes ready, baby. We've got Scott Storey versus Mr. Incredible. Mr. Incredible working his way back from that Bismarck show after he took a hammer to the skull
yes.
from Bobby Brennan. His first BZW action since that happened.
Is it? I think so.
When else?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank right now. It's been a week. If yeah. we're missing something, then that's on me.
That's on us, but I don't think so.
These two have fought years and years and years ago in the FLW days.
Okay.
So Scott Storey, Inc., these are not two new people to each other.
Fair enough.
They know who each other are, and it's going to be a great one.
Awesome. Jack Ledger versus Tommy Douglas, by the way, and I'm not 100% sure this is going to happen. In fact, just the way that this week has gone, it may not. As I mentioned, I had Bodacious Tommy Douglas as my color guy on the play-by-play, and he had a lot to say about Jack Ledger. Maybe we'll just leak the audio there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get something out to the people, but he had a lot to say about Jack Ledger. If you get the chance, check that out. These two do not care for each other.
They don't.
Jack, obviously a former champion and one of the best wrestlers we have, and Tommy, a young guy who's got a lot to say. So that'll be an interesting matchup for sure.
Yeah, I think that's literally you put it exactly how it's going to be.
The High Flyer, Uriah Upton versus Kyle Bully or Bully?
Bully.
Bully.
Bully. Yeah. Apologize if we're saying it wrong.
Yep, that's our bad.
Debuting. So, I mean, if we said it wrong, that's on us. But he's debuting.
Okay.
He's an academy guy from Minnesota.
Okay.
Uriah's been around. These are just going to be two young guys looking to make a name.
Love that. Okay. Now, some absolute stalwarts in BZW, Matthias versus Bullet Bronson versus Trent Hammer.
Yeah.
Somebody's probably trying to get a little bit of a footing. We talked about, you know, like Jake Taylor trying to elevate himself, get in that title picture. I'm not saying a win for any of these three would get him in the title picture, but like all three of these guys kind of need a W.
A win gets them back.
Right.
Essentially, that's what this is. A win gets you back.
Right.
And they all need it. And I don't know if I told you before or not, this is actually, it's going to be a chairs match.
Interesting. Okay.
Chairs match.
All right.
So we have a chairs match on here, and strictly it's just they want something. So here we go. Three-way chairs match. Winner, you know, like we said, they come back.
Absolutely. Not every match has to have title implications.
It doesn't.
Not every match does. And then our fighting champion, and I got to say I'm so impressed after, you know, everything that he went through, man. Brandon Nitro to hold – take his newly won championship and host an open challenge a week later, I'm impressed.
Lumberjack match. Open yes. challenge.
Right.
He told me, let's fight. That's yeah. I mean, literally,
fighting
let's
champion. Fight.
So I'm excited for that. That's going to be a great, we're really excited for Flannel Fest. We're excited to be at Larimore. We're excited for all that stuff. This weekend, September 30th, outside Willie's Bar. Yeah, if you can make it, let's go.
All right, we are going to take the shortest break here and get our guys, the Crucible, on the line. Joining us now on the Below Zero podcast, one half of the BZW Tag Team Champions, Jameson McGregor. Jameson, how are you?
I'm doing well. I just love that sound of the one half of the tag team champion.
Let's very, very briefly go on the Wayback Machine, because we you know, touched on this a little bit in the past, but you were on one of the first, if not the first, BZW shows in a tag match, and it was not with your partner Brixton Nash. Kind of talk to us about your introduction into BZW and then sort of the formation of the Crucible and how that happened.
Sure. So yeah, I was on the very first BZW show. Long story short, Brixton Nash and I actually trained at the same time together. He was unavailable, I believe, for the BZW show. So I ended up tagging with somebody else. But throughout the training, him and I got really close. We worked together a lot, became close friends, and then people started booking us as a tag team, and we really just started gelling together. And we're like, hey, we're being paid pretty good money to beat up a bunch of dorks. Like, let's keep this going.
Talk to me about kind of your chemistry with NDS. I believe it is, you know, kind of the tale as old as time in tag team wrestling. They are the high flyers. You guys are the brutes. Why does it work so well? When you four get together.
Yeah, no. I hate how much I love those guys. I hate them, but every time we step in the ring together, it is gold, it is money, and it's the ultimate underdog story. You know, you got the two big brutes, you got the little guys. We want the good guys to win. Ah, no, maybe the bad guys will take this one away. You know, that's classic wrestling for you.
So what went wrong against NDS at Wrestleversary, and what did you guys kind of fix then at Summer Night's main event?
So Brixton and I, we do a lot of film study. We'll send each other matches that we have done. We nitpick each other. And we realized that the first time we faced them, we were facing them at their pace. We were playing their game. And then we got cocky. And that's, you know, that's what happens. We were playing someone else's game. This time around, we came in with a plan. We knew what they were going to do. We had a strategy, and we were going to play our game.
What's next for the Crucible? I think, you know, most fans would sort of look at, all right, NDS got the first one. They won the inaugural, you know, tag team title match. You guys got them back. I think the natural reaction would be for everybody to look forward to the rubber match. However, maybe that's not what you're looking forward to. What's next for the Crucible?
You know, we one of our things we say is we are the best in the Midwest. That is true. If you follow anything on the Crucible, you will see we are just the dominant force. You can look forward to the rubber match, but now you gotta think about it. We have the champion's advantage. We've been playing this game. Yes, they've been champions too, but now they're chasing us. They have to step up to our game again. And last time they fell just a little short.
All right, let's end on this, because I just sort of want your take on Summer Night's main event in general. I thought, you know, we were on commentary. I thought that was as good of a show as you'll see on the independent scene. I thought that the venue, though it was small, everything was great. And just kind of that event and really that moment for you guys. I mean, being able to raise those titles above your head in front of what was just an unbelievably hot crowd, just sort of I guess to wrap things up here, relive that moment for you on Saturday night.
So when I got into wrestling, I always wanted to be a tag team guy. That was what I wanted when I was growing up. And winning those championships with my best friend was just one of the greatest feelings you could ever have. The crowd was there for everybody. Nobody knew who was going to walk away at the champ. And at the end of the day, you know, looking out into the crowd with the mixed reactions we got, yeah, that's an unbelievable feeling. That's where that adrenaline kicks in, and that's a hell of a drug you never want to come off of.
All right. Well, you won't have to come off of it anytime soon. One half of the BZW Tag Team Champions, Jameson McGregor of the Crucible. Jameson, thanks for your time, man.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, fine folks, for listening. Thanks to Commissioner Nick Stokey for his time. Thanks to Prairie Pest Control. Folks, get out to Larimore. Going to be a phenomenal show. Want to see as many of you there as possible. Have a great weekend, everybody.